Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency. Police.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents.
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey guys, welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm your co-host, Sarah Levine, editor-in-chief at Betches. And as always, I'm here with my two amazing, hilarious co-hosts, Casey Balsham.
Hello.
Danny Murphy.
Hey guys.
What is up?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. Yeah.
Beautiful afternoon.
Yeah.
Podcasting.
It's cold as fuck outside.
I know. I was like, actually, it's the opposite of beautiful afternoon. But Casey, I'm going to call you out on that. No.
Okay.
No, this release is in the summer.
Okay, I'll tell you guys about something really weird that happened to me. I got this voicemail, and I never pick up my phone calls because I'm just like paranoid. And it was like something that was so clearly a scam, but if I was a little bit stupider, I might have fallen for it. I actually just want to play it for you guys.
Let's hear it.
This call is from the Department of Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
The reason you have received this phone call from our department is to inform you that we just suspend your social security number because we found some suspicious activity. So if you want to know about this case, just press 1. Thank you.
So yeah, that's not how any of that works.
Press 1. No. Thank you.
Like that was literally they typed it into like that old school computer and then it talks for you. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Did that? It's not like did a real that fake voice get like deeper though and like a little huskier? Like
yeah.
Are you attracted to the voice?
Yeah, I would have pressed 1. Which is
Could have been like so.
What am I
going to
do? What's going to happen if I press 1 on my own voicemail? It's not going to do anything.
No, that's so crazy. Like yeah, it's like I like that they said thank you at the end too because they were like wait they might not press 1 if we're not polite about it. So
yeah, thank you for handing over your identity on a silver platter.
And also I don't think that's how like social security numbers don't just get suspended.
No.
That's
not a thing. That truly means nothing.
Yeah. These scams, though, they try to just get you to press the number and then you're marked as somebody who has picked up the phone and somebody that's pressed. So you'll just keep this. It just becomes this vicious cycle. You're just going to keep fucking getting these calls.
And
it's terrible.
That's what happened to me. And that's why I get 9 calls a day from fake numbers. Because there was one time that it was like, and they pretended they were like, this is your bank that needs your PIN code. And I didn't put in my PIN. But they were like, just press 2 to get to a representative. And I was like, okay. And then I pressed 2. Then immediately I was like, wait, they didn't say the bank name?
No. This is your bank.
And then they were just like, enter PIN. I was like, this feels odd. So then I hung up and I called customer service for my bank. And then I was like, did you guys just try to call me for something? They're like, no, they're like, we don't call. No.
Yeah,
we don't.
Banks like really
we
don't
would email
you.
And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And now I get 12 to 15 calls a day from red numbers. And I try to answer and be like, this is an office. And they're like, no, you're an idiot. They're like,
Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Oof. Or they have that whole thing where they make it the first 3 numbers of your phone number.
And then I think it's like my family member somehow because we all have like the first 3 numbers.
Yeah. I always think it.
But it's just, it's such a, and they're all for different things because every so often, like I usually block them, but they randomate. Is that a word? They randomate the numbers. I do too. That's a new hashtag randomate. that's my new thing. But no, they put so many different ones in there that like sometimes I'll answer and it was like a hotel one time and then I just randomly accidentally picked it up the other day without looking.
No.
And it was like, but it's so funny because it goes, don't hang up. And you're like, okay. So I'm going to hang up.
Yeah. You need bitch.
And this was for like something else. But I got one time when, and this was me just being dumb. I answered one time and it was literally one of those things that was like, find out how to pay off your credit card, blah, blah, blah. And I stayed on the line. I don't have a credit card. And I don't
know why. That's a problem. This is, but also.
Yes. No, it would be a problem if I had one, bitch. I would buy everything. Like, I would be, you would see me in feathers and boas. I'd be like, I need everything.
You'd be like the people in this crime we're going to talk about today.
Ooh. I would absolutely bling myself out.
Oh, girls. Yeah. Your ring would bling. Yeah.
But no, I had this one and I stayed on for some reason. And then it rerouted me to like, to a man who was kind of just like, hi, how you doing today? And he had an accent. I don't want to be racist, but he had an accent of sorts. And he then all of a sudden was just like, can you bend over?
What?
And then he started talking about having sex. And I was just like, what the hell is it? Was
it's so a two for one scam. Yeah. Oh my God.
And I was at work and I just remember being like, oh, and then I think I'm just like screaming in the middle of my work thing. Fuck you. Like just screaming profanities. Oh, and my bosses are all looking at me. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what just happened to me. But he just, it got real dirty, real gross. Real fast. It started with a credit card. It ended up with my slot, you know, my credit card slot.
Direct deposit. Yes,
he wanted a direct deposit. And I was like, listen, there's no money in here for you.
This account's overdrawn.
I have pulled out all my money. Yes. Chump change for you. But we're not even a Coinstar for you, sir. No, thank you. But I was stupid too. I let it go and I was like, I don't have a fucking credit card. Why the hell did I listen to this?
Well, one time one of my bosses almost fell for like that classic thing where it was like, the power company calling and they're like, you guys are overdue. You have to go to CVS and get like 50 iTunes gift cards right now. And like, she literally almost did it. And then I was like, wait, that's a scam.
I would never leave my house for a power. I would just be like, you can do what you need.
No. I'm not going to go to CVS. Yeah. I don't need that.
I get a lot of the, also, which I almost felt for one time and I even called it. So full disclosure, I'm 30 something years old and I'm still on a family phone plan with my father. Yes. And, I think my sister has since retreated because she got married. But for basis of the story, we're all on the plan. But I always get the AT&T that is like, oh, something's wrong with your thing. Enter the last four of your social. Mm. And so I'll be like, oh, but it's my dad's social, so I don't know. So I have to call. But like because we are with AT&T, I'm like, this checks out.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm like, I do use a lot of data, you know, like, and right. So, but and one time
why would they need it?
Like, just to verify, you know, they always verify the account.
Got it.
And so that one I have almost gone a couple times until I was like talking to Robbie. He's like, what are you 12?
And that's I almost fall for this because I'm like, what can I do with the last four digits of my social security? Right. And I was like, oh, that's how you get into everything. Any other thing of my information.
That's all the stuff. Yeah. The last four are the most powerful four.
Yeah.
You know. But so, so nobody steal any of our shit.
Yeah, because we're begging. I'm very easy with that. So please don't even try to do
it. Don't call us. No. Don't look up our phone numbers. No. You can probably find them online. Not to. Don't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna
check AT&T.
I know what. Like, if you want my number, you can like compliment me at the bar the old fashioned way.
Literally. Yeah. Or just like insult me, and I'd still try to give it. I'd be like,
hey, I know, right? Yeah. Okay, whatever. So, should we just get into this crime?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay,
cool. So we already alluded to it, we are going to talk about the infamous Bling Ring.
Yes, we are.
Iconic. Which, for those of you who are not aware, was like the most typical 2009 crime ever to happen.
Yes, it was like all the people that you love to like hate and follow and read about in Us Weekly.
Who are fucking irrelevant nowadays.
They were like Life and Style icons. Yeah. And Life and Style magazine, like in an influential way. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Remind me when we get to the Paris Hilton part that I have about, speaking of irrelevant, I have a very funny story. I'm just telling it. It was like, I mean, Paris Hilton obviously is one of the people, if you're familiar with the Bling Ring, she was one person that they hit up a couple times. But I remember I saw her somewhere. I was a seat filler for the Grammys like a couple years ago or something like that. Yeah. And she, it was so funny because there was like a bunch of us standing there and like Taylor Swift walks by and everybody's like like freaking out and you're like, oh yeah, Taylor Swift's a huge fucking celebrity. Paris Hilton walks by and nobody, people don't even turn, and this bitch still was kind of like covering her face. She was like, hi guys and like pretending like we were all clamoring at her. I was like, nobody is trying to yell. No, that's, but she was like, hey,
inspirational.
Are you like allowed to yell at the celebrities? Okay, one time I was a C filler, this is totally true, for the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Get it, girl.
Love that. Yes.
Get it, girl. And they were like, you can't make eye contact, you can't speak, you have to dance when we tell you to dance. It was very like, I wasn't, if I They did not seat me anywhere in the line of camera, as you can probably imagine why. But I feel like if I had, they'd be like, you can't talk to Future. You can't even look in his direction. Like, no, you're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah, you talk to Future, you in the past, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, you out of here.
Literally.
No, yeah, we couldn't. We didn't have phones or anything. I remember I was so hungover because it was like the weekend of my 30th birthday. And I was so hungover. And all I had is a piece of gum on me the whole day.
Oh, my
and
God, I
was
no.
Very penicillin.
Just gum. Yeah. And my stomach was just like all the whole time. But I actually ended up getting this really like sick seat where these people never really came back. And so yes. I was just kind of, so I didn't have to like run around during everything. But
amazing.
But I just always remember Paris Hilton pretending like we cared about her. And I was like, oh, honey, I feel like she's making a resurgence.
She
now,
is.
A bit, but yeah. like, that was just such a moment where she was like, guys, don't look at me. And we're like, we're not. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's like, no one. Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Don't look at me. Yes. So, but again, in the time of Paris Hilton, she was, when the Bling Ring happened, she was the tip top. And so that explains why. But so the Bling Ring, if you are not familiar with it, exactly when this happened, it happened during October of 2008 and August. I keep saying it like that.
You really do.
Sorry. October 2008 and August of 2009. And the Bling Ring consisted of a group of essentially teenagers, rich teenagers from Calabasas, Agora Hills, really like think the Kardashian hood. Like rolling.
Well, that is where they're from.
That is where they're from. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so to paint a picture, if you're not familiar with these areas, it's that area. All of the teenagers went to Indian Hills School except for Alexis because she was homeschooled, which we'll, you know, we'll speak about her later. But they all went to Indian Hills, which is actually an alternative high school. And if you know what an alternative high school is, it's kind of for the kids that weren't really great at school.
Yeah.
They were academically weak or troubled teens. And this is where all these kids came from. So that's a little foreshadowing, mm-hmm. you know, foreshadowing. And so basically this group of kids, they targeted popular celebrities and robbed their homes, and they would take goods and money, drugs, pictures, anything they could find. And they took upwards of $3 million worth of goods from these certain celebrities' homes. And what's kind of sickening is how they actually were able to do it. And this is, I mean, our fault as a society. They actually used the stars' social media accounts to find out like when they were at a movie premiere or when they were out of town or when they were filming something. So they really just kind of like stalked them essentially, and they would go on sites like TMZ if TMZ was reporting that somebody was out of town.
Because that was a kind of a before the time when like people were like, oh, social media can be scary and people can know where we are all the time.
Yeah. And I also feel like this was before like Instagram stories, so you weren't constantly like geotagging necessarily. Yeah. I don't think.
No.
So I feel like they had to do a little bit of work to figure out what these people were up to.
Yeah, I feel like this must have been when like Twitter or something. Maybe it was Twitter, because I don't think I don't think Paris was like on Facebook a lot. Probably not. But I don't know. But essentially they did use the stars' social media and TMZ to find out where they were, and then when they were gone, you know, obviously that's when they would hit. But they would also use just Google Maps. They would just kind of figure out like where these
good old Googler
were. Exactly, and then they would use a site called Celebrity Address Aerial, which is creepy.
Seems
that
like
that
a
even
huge security breach.
Yeah.
Honestly, and they would use that site to get the actual locations of the celebrities' houses, and that's when they would do. And so it's kind of crazy, and the motivation is fairly simple of why they were doing this. They were just, and it's crazy because they were rich kids. They probably could get the things that they want, but they simply just wanted stuff from famous people. Mm-hmm. That's fucking it. There's no motive. They didn't have a vendetta against Paris Hilton. They had nothing to do.
Nope.
They were just obsessed with celebrity and obsessed with reality TV, and decided, I want things.
I want that, and I want what they have. Yeah.
Yep. I want what they have. Mm-hmm. I think
they were rich, but they were not like celebrity rich.
No, they weren't. And they were
like, again, they could maybe get like one Birkin, but not like five.
Yeah.
And I mean, I want five. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like the Birkin that was like has been to like award shows and been to this.
Hell
and like
yeah.
On
right.
The hair, yeah.
Hell yeah. And I think at this time, like we said, like Paris Hilton, like they were leading, like this was when I feel like that kind of celebrity was like, it was a whole different thing than it was now. Because there wasn't
they
really
were,
an answer.
Yeah.
Like they were just in Us Weekly all the time. So their stars were really, really shining bright. And I think they really did exemplify a life that you were like, that looks,
I want,
you know,
I want to go to there.
She popularized dogs in purses.
She really has.
True.
Yeah.
She did.
An innovator, a revolutionary.
Yeah.
So I have a question just before we get into all these things. Cause Do you guys have somebody like say, would you rob? I mean, like, there's people whose style do you like? Who would you rob?
I would like just rob Barbara Streisand's mall because I feel like she's never there, and she has an entire mall in her house.
Of course she does.
Yeah, what? And I would just go there like with stores and things like that. So I just go there. I don't even know it'd be rob. It's just shopping.
Are you like
right? You're
do people yeah. work at all the stores?
I
like,
don't
are you
know.
Hired to work at the Zales she's big in Barbara like Streisand's fucking mall?
I feel like if no one's
Black
working
Friday
there,
shopping, it's just Barb's looking around. Yeah.
If no one's working at that mall, then it's not really stealing if you just go in, right?
I mean,
who would check you out? Like who?
That's true.
I think I found a legal loophole.
So I think I'm just like supporting the economy.
Okay. Of, yeah. Yes. Next weekend.
We'll use celebrity addresses, aerials. Yeah. We'll find where Baba lives.
Well, she had that whole thing where someone took a photo of the Barbara Streisand effect, where someone took a photo of her house and she was like, don't you dare. I don't want
to. But it was literally like some random ass person in a corner of Flickr or something like that. I think before she made a big deal about it, maybe 15 people had seen the photo.
Yeah, oh, and then because she made such a big deal about it,
then everybody
and
went to court, saw it.
Everybody saw it, so it's like the Barbra Streisand effect.
Barbara.
If something's not that big and you make it a bigger deal than it is, everyone will know about it.
Barbra Streisand effect.
Right?
Amazing.
I would like that to happen with my career. Barbra Streisand, I took a picture in front of your house. Thank you so much.
And we went to your J.Crew outlet to underwear. I don't fit in their pants, but it'll be fun.
Who would you rob from?
Who would I rob? I don't even know. I guess maybe just some like Instagram person/ influencer because I think that they wouldn't be smart enough to have like security. I think the most shocking part about the Bling Ring is that these people just like waltzed into famous people's houses.
Yeah.
Like y'all don't have an alarm. You guys don't have a gate.
Had security cameras apparently. Yeah,
they really did nothing until after the fact. It's like, well, like damn, rich people are so trusting.
There? Yeah. I know.
Maybe I should just rob the people that Anna Delvey used to hang out with.
Ooh, I mean,
although they've been robbed.
You're right. They got nothing left. They've been clean dry. Yeah.
They've been robbed. I mean, I would rob so many people. It's so hard to like just think.
Pick one target?
I know. I am a person that wants things. So I'm very, I'm very influenced by celebrities. I'm like, you know, I have the Regina George thing where I'm like, I saw somebody wearing these kind of pants, so I bought them, even though like I have nothing to support the outfit, you know? I mean, speaking kind of in these terms, I mean, I do like, I dig a little Lauren Conrad style. I think she's simple and easy and classic. And, you know, as I'm getting older, I realize I can't necessarily wear these things that some of the influencers are wearing. So I'm coming to terms with that.
She's newly pregnant, so she might want to give away some of her clothes.
Yeah, I'll take
your
clothes.
You could just maybe even have like a transaction.
Lauren, give me your non-pregnant clothes and give them to me now. Yeah. Mail them to me. Find my address.
Perfect.
Yes.
So let's discuss the major players of the Bling Ring. It started out with two people, Rachel Lee and Nick Prugo. So Rachel Lee was 19 at the time. She's really been seen as the ringleader and has been described as manipulative and conniving and spoiled. I think all things you have to be to steal from rich people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to think that you can.
Yeah.
Right.
To believe in yourself.
So that's
that
kind
much.
Of us.
Yes. Right.
That's us.
She reportedly had a bad relationship with her mom and her stepdad and also had a history of theft, like stole from Sephora with another member of the Bling Ring. Who among us has not stolen from Sephora?
I hope you know my head just went down, Jean Valjean. So I was just like, who would
You're
steal
like, oh my God. Right.
Is it easy? Because I need this lip stain that I found. I really don't want to
I will neither confirm nor deny anything.
Okay. I'll take that as a yeez.
Yes. Our other main dude in the Bling Ring is Nick Prugo, who is also 19 at the time. Which is like old to be in high school. That's just hitting me now.
Yeah, I actually thought about that too, but it is an alternate, like it's a continuation.
Right, I totally get it. Okay.
These kids also probably could have taken a year off to just like dick around.
Right. Right.
Who fucking knows?
And got held back. Things like that,
true.
Yeah. Probably got held back.
He was one of the major players considered by some to be the ringleader, although he's claimed that like he just went along with whatever Rachel wanted.
Yeah.
Because they were really close friends. He even like said in one point in a Vanity Fair article that she was like she sister. Felt like his sister.
Yeah, like he loved her like a sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lilas.
He also predictably had a bad relationship with his parents and also had some issues with drugs.
All right.
No real funny segue. Drugs are bad. Stay in school.
Drugs are bad. I'm good.
Exactly. So how these people all got linked was when Nick transferred to Indian Hills, the high school. He becomes fast friends with Rachel and they bond over a love of fashion and they both want to be clothing designers. Yeah. As you do.
Sheik, as you do.
Yeah. So whatever. It starts kind of small. Rachel has this idea to rob a friend's house who will be out of town, which is like,
it's like a prank, yo. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, your friend. Yeah. Like,
that's
it's just weird,
friends like these.
Yeah, honestly.
So apparently Nick was hesitant because he didn't want to lose a friend, but eventually he decides, fuck it, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So they end up taking $8,000 from this friend's house, and they split it evenly, which makes him feel better. So I don't know who says money can't buy happiness.
Because it really can.
Yeah. It still can't buy you class, though.
That is true.
Would you rather have class or fun stuff?
Fun stuff?
I'd rather be the Countess Luann, so whatever that mix is. Yeah.
Yes.
And speaking of class, these people have, like, next to none because they just take this money and they go shopping.
Like
on
right
Rodeo
away.
Drive, like literally immediately.
Yes.
And so then this kind of like spiraled into, they had this system where they would just check expensive cars to see if any of them had unlocked doors. And then they would just kind of rifle around inside.
And a lot of them did. Like they were doing this every night.
Again, I think this is a theme. Rich people are just so trusting.
Yeah, or they have
It's absurd.
Or they don't have to protect their money because they have,
like,
it.
And especially on like a Rodeo Drive, an area like that, you're like, who would steal here? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. They just have this such crazy sense of security, and like, I don't even get it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how things got started. Just some casual carjacking, theft, whatever.
And they started kind of just like when it was spur of the moment-y type things. They were like, to kind of be like, oh, we'll check out this car.
Crime of opportunity.
Oh, a COO. Yes.
But
then they kind of wanted to up the ante, kind of what we were talking about, and go to these celebrities and like these more influential people that they're obsessed with and be like, oh, let's make this. Because they probably wanted more too. They were like, oh, we can do this, but there's only so much you can get from a car.
Right.
Probably. But like, let's see what we can do from these people.
Yeah.
Who
I feel like they just also were like, they were like bored. Like they just, you're right. Like they really just needed up the ante.
Something to do.
Because everything, they kind of like tried to do something bigger like every time, you
and
know
it's probably
I mean?
An unfortunate thing and where like took with more struggling.
I know
with,
I kind like, of want to know if they went just from like what was the lead up process to going from cards to Paris Hilton, because I kind of would imagine that they would have done some lower level like rich people first before graduating.
I feel like it's one of those things when you're like going, you're having like a wine night, then you switch, you take a shot
you're
of tequila,
so
and then it's 5 a.m. and you're like crying.
And then it's
like
should I call my ex? I'll call my ex.
Yeah, no, just go over there. Yeah. Just go over to his house.
Right. Actually, that's correct.
So actually, I hear that.
Yeah. We cracked the case.
Yeah. I think they just, needed to feed it. And because again, Rachel was obsessed with reality TV. And again, these were the people that they hit were huge giants in the reality TV scene.
So the first one hit was Paris Hilton, who obviously like kind of was the dawn of reality
TV.
Shiny. And it's kind of funny they picked her because they thought she was dumb enough to leave her house open, which they kind of like tested the water. They looked around her, like would watch her house and stuff like that to see kind of like the vibe and where to break in. There was a key under a mat, but they were right about one thing. The door was unlocked.
So they were right. So,
Paris.
But
girlfriend.
I guess it's also one of those things. She probably has all this stuff that she's like, I don't want to deal with keys. If I didn't have to deal with keys, I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to lock my apartment.
Yeah.
But I have to. But they only took a few things.
Because God forbid someone stole my MacBook, the only thing of value to my name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
If my half-drank kombucha's gone, I'm a flip of shit.
But I'm like, if you can get my TV down the stairs through the doorways, like fucking have it. Because I don't even
God
know.
God bless.
I still don't know how the TV's in our house. Oh, I'm just like, who moved this? How did we get a couch in here? If you can take that shit, but you deserve
please
it.
Please do,
quietly enough and before we get home.
They were the original task rabbits.
Yes, honestly.
But they only took a few things, like cash from a purse and stuff like that, to not get noticed because they wanted to. They were still kind of starting out this journey. And they went on to rob her 5 times before she caught on, which is insane, and we'll get into that later. One of the crazy things is they did cocaine that they found.
Yeah, they found coke at her house.
At her house, which Paris,
but we knew that about Paris.
We knew that.
Every celebrity in LA, every person in LA, I figure, and New York.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know what? You know, maybe Boston, maybe Denver. Your city, you can do coke wherever you
are. Right. I just kind of figure the one thing about adulthood is like I've learned, what is that tweet? Like cheese is way more expensive
and everyone does coke. Yeah.
So no, not surprised Paris Hilton allegedly had some.
I'm a vegan
apartment.
With bad nostrils, so not me. So then they moved on. I don't know if people even know this person, but Audrina Patridge was huge for me.
Oh, crazy.
If you don't know Audrina, you're too young to listen to this podcast, so I'm sorry.
Stay in school. I don't know.
And back to bed.
Go look up a great clip of her mom freaking out drunk about Audrina being a star. That's all I have to say.
Oh, I love Audrina.
But yeah, so she went to, this was in February 2009, She went to the Oscars, which
we don't. It was the night of the Oscars, which leads me to believe
maybe
that
she was at like parties.
Maybe at a pot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Elsie's party.
Again, like The Hills was fucking huge.
Yeah,
like,
but they, at that they, time, I don't think there were reality stars on the Oscars red carpet.
No, they probably were like the Daily Mail show.
But
like,
you're right. Award. The parties. They were probably the parties. Because I mean, she. I mean, I feel like she was still so pretty that people would want to dress her.
Well,
because
she was one of, and like that was this was the era that people would go to events literally to be photographed on the red carpet. That kind of happens now, but this is truly. Be invited because we want a photo of you on this red carpet situation.
That's it. Yeah.
So another person who doesn't know how to do their keys, so unlock door. The thing that, okay, so they stole like over 40 grand worth of things, jeans and stuff like that. They also took her passport.
I don't understand.
Which
why.
I didn't get. That's
literally what, I don't even know what I would do just with the passport. You also, know what even I mean? Someone's social security, if someone had it, I'm like, if like they gave it to me. One time I literally overheard this man at LaGuardia reading out this woman's social security number. And I was like, you're lucky I don't know what to do with that because I could have literally just stolen her identity.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, it's like the mom thing of like covering, like doing that stuff. I'm like, who the fuck?
Oh, my God.
What would I do with it? Yeah. Like, you think I'm just going to I don't
even know my own
new documents. I barely want to do my own fucking paperwork. I want to be someone else.
So that's so confused with that. Maybe they want to go to Spain and have fun. But yeah, they took her passport. And then, but Audrina had the surveillance video, so she uploaded it.
She did.
And was surprised.
On her website.
Yeah, on her website. Probably AudrinaPatchers.com or now just GoDaddy.com, whatever. Probably invalid.
AudrinaPatchers.org. She's running. She is a .org.
But she was surprised that it was these two young people. So now was the first time people were like, okay, something.
What is happening?
What's happening? Yeah. But not like just being like, all right, there's these two youngish people going on.
Yeah.
And they would rob, and they kind of would do this whenever Rachel wanted something.
Yeah, Rachel was really the neediest one.
Yeah.
She really did.
And I mean, it's sort of one of those moments to a lower degree. Like, if you started a new school or you have, like, a new group of friends, you kind of just like, I'll go with what you want to do. I mean, this is a higher level than that.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So they stole from all the stuff. And then I feel like it kind of, they went from the cars to the celebrities. And now they're kind of like, how can we up the ante even more? So Rachel wanted to bring in more people.
Yeah, Rachel ended up bringing in a couple more people. And it's kind of weird because even like Nick would go on to say like, I don't know why or what happened, but you know, like he really, again, he didn't question it. Like he just wanted to be friends with her. He was also, his drug habit was getting pretty bad that he was like, let's just keep fucking stealing because I want to keep doing drugs.
And getting more money for drugs.
And getting more money for drugs. Yeah, it kept him happy. But so she started to bring in a couple people. She brought in this woman, this girl named Diana Tamayo, who was actually the girl that she got caught shoplifting at Sephora with. Fun fact. And Diana jumped on for a few robberies. But she was seemingly like a good kid. You know, she was the student body president at Indian Hills. I think she was voted like best smile or something. I think I read or something like that.
Which you can't tell in her mugshot.
Oh, I know. Her mugshot, she has very
everyone's is so bad.
But they used her actually she helped rob Orlando Bloom's house and Lindsay Lohan's, and she was actually small enough that she fit through a doggy door, which is how they got into it.
Which is my goal weight.
Truly, honestly, like, can we fit through a doggy door? Then we've got work to do.
I think maybe I have a new career path ahead of me. Being 5'2".
And then you and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you and Lady. 5'2". That was a great documentary, by the way. She also brought in Courtney Ames, who then brought in a couple other people. So this becomes like a bigger situation. So Courtney Ames was just a friend that was like working at a restaurant, and she brought in this guy Roy Lopez, who brought in for fun. And then she was
dating.
Was
like a bouncer, I think, right?
Yeah, he was a bouncer at the restaurant.
You have to be with that name also, like Roy Lopez. Yeah, Roy Lopez. Roy, wears, that's a good name.
That's he sounds like t-shirts. A fictional criminal on SVU.
And Roy ends up being one of the people that kind of starts to bring him down, which we'll definitely get into. And then she also brought in this guy Johnny Ajar, or aka Johnny Dangerous, and she was dating this guy, and he was the only one that had a legit criminal background.
Hence,
like, he had
dangerous.
I read some article that was like, he's still living life large. Check out his Instagram. He's got like, you know, 500 followers, and it's like literally just all memes. And I was like, cool.
501 after I get to my phone.
Yes, living large. But so Johnny was actually, he had already gone to jail for drug trafficking in, I think, like Oregon or something like that. But so he was kind of a guy that they brought in because they're like, we actually don't know what the fuck we're doing, and so we might steal this stuff. And so he kind of was brought in to help like resell some of the stuff. That's what they used him for. So these three people come on, and a few of them go on to rage one Miss Rachel Bilson, a.k.a. the Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie.
A.k.a. Mrs. X, Hayden Christensen. Or is she still with Hayden Christensen? I don't know. They've got a baby named after Sleeping Beauty.
I'm just still mad she's not with Seth from The O.C.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. That was just a fun.
That's just my fan fiction that we get into
that later. So, Rachel Bilson was also on the OC. In May 2009, they ended up getting her about six different times. They stole about $300,000 worth of stuff. They took so much stuff from her that they literally hawked some of it on the Venice Boulevard, like on the Venice Boardwalk, because they were like, we really don't fucking know what we're doing.
And they didn't have Poshmark back then.
They didn't have Poshmark. They didn't have Poshmark. But this was an interesting thing, which really goes to show, like, because I think some of them still had some nerves about what was going on. But Rachel Lee was so comfortable robbing celebrities at this point that she actually went poop in Rachel Bilson's house.
Rachel to Rachel, yeah.
Rachel to Rachel. She actually took a moment to go shit in the bathroom during the middle of a robbery, which is cuckoo bananas to me.
Because I don't even feel comfortable doing that at like my friend's apartments.
Yeah.
Or my own apartment.
I don't even do it. But yeah, I don't even do it at my own apartment if somebody's home.
I just do it at like a Starbucks or like an Au Bon Bon or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even have an asshole. Yeah. I don't know what anybody is saying. And then people in this group also stole from Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox because Rachel liked Megan Fox's style. But then they ended up taking two firearms from their house, which is just kind of, because I think, aren't they like registered? Like, can't you, they're registered to people. So if you do get caught with it,
they're supposed to be registered.
Megan.
Listen, I think David Silver would take the appropriate measures with his firearms, but we don't know. So those were a couple robberies that they brought in those other guys for. So it just, these kids were just
going. It just snowballs.
They just keep adding people.
Yeah.
And in 2009, Nick brings in his friend, our good friend, not really.
I mean, no, I feel but like we love her. Girl. We love.
Bling ring royalty.
Yeah. Yes, Alexis Nyers, now Alexis Haynes, but for the purpose of this, we're just going to use her maiden name.
Right.
So he brings her in when they're doing the Orlando Bloom robbery. Yeah. But she doesn't really seem to have a part in it.
Yeah.
She and Nick had like kind of known each other just through partying. Actually, one of my writers interviewed Alexis about many things. One of them, they do talk about the bling ring. So after this episode comes out, go to betches.com. Keep your eyes peeled for that interview. It's super juicy. So basically, she had only known Nick for about 4 months before the whole bling ring thing happened. And they would just party. Like, they would bring him to clubs. Yeah. It was a pretty, like,
because she was, like, she knew, like, the L.A. Like, she was, like, right. L.A. fixture.
And, again, they're both in drugs. But but she was staying with him for a little bit because, again, her mom had kicked her out because of drugs. Yeah.
So Alexis is 18 at the time of the bling ring, which is going to be interesting for other reasons. Namely, that the night of the Orlando Bloom robbery, she and Nick were at this bar in L.A. drinking as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Alexis claims, and she kind of claims that he was like, hey, let's go, and sort of takes her to this house, and she has no idea what's going on. Nick provides a different version of the story. He says that this whole thing was planned, and she knew about it. I don't know, because Alexis claims that she threw up and peed outside the house and literally wanted nothing to do with it and was just, like, blacked out. Basically.
Yeah.
And I think the other reason that Alexis is kind of seen as this main character when she really is not is because literally at the time of the bling ring, she was in the process of filming a reality show called Pretty Wild, which is a classic for E! And it was all about the fact that she was an L.A. party girl as a teenager.
Which
is insane for a theme, but it's
crazy. And literally the first day of filming opens with her getting arrested.
They got a whole different show that they planned on, but they really have a better show.
Yeah. Oh, way better.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about Alexis, too, is that she has honestly been through a lot.
Yeah.
She really had, like, a rough home life, went through some abuse. Her dad was in and out of her life. Her mom was kind of, like, I don't know, hippie and, like, not super enforcing of boundaries, I think.
Yeah.
Alexis also, I feel like partially because of everything she went through as a kid, developed a drug issue. Apparently during the show of Pretty Wild, she was either on Oxy or heroin. I read both reports, but either way, she was not in her right mind at the time of the bling ring and filming the show. And apparently she wasn't even really living at home when the show was filmed. Right. She was in a Best Western. And also in our interview, I think she mentions that the whole scene of the police knocking on the door was fake because she had said that she wasn't even living in the house at that time.
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah, she wasn't living.
So it wasn't this like police open up thing. I think that it was kind of staged a little bit with E's help.
Yeah.
They had some extras just as cops.
Yeah, they took off their clothes minutes later. It was a strip show.
Right. But again, check out the interview with Alexis on Betches. It truly is juicy. She really like doesn't hold back at all.
Yeah.
Back to 2009 and this Orlando Bloom robbery. This is just so fucking ridiculous because Orlando Bloom was with a Victoria's Secret model at the time. So Rachel just wanted Victoria's Secret lingerie.
Yeah. Panties. Yeah. Yeah. She really wanted her
Which
panties.
Mm-hmm. It's creepy when you say it that way.
Yeah.
And she was also like moving to Vegas. So she wanted to steal their art to decorate her new place.
Yeah.
And apparently they stayed there for 2 hours.
They just fucking cruised this house. They were like,
I don't even hang out with my friends for 2 hours. No. That's a long time.
No.
I thought you guys were like, no, of course we wouldn't do that.
Nick said, I think Nick was there for about an hour, but he was like, yeah, Rachel just was fucking chill. Like she was like, she went back in because she was like, let me go pick out some.
Yeah. That's literally like, crazy.
She was just like trying things on, looking in the mirror, just pretending to be Miranda.
Well, yeah.
Well, so crazy.
Rachel called it going shopping. So it would make sense that she would go and like spend some time in there.
I feel like if I was going to rob someone, I would just be in and out really quick. Right. Paranoid as fuck.
I need 20 minutes and then I have to go to the food court at a mall. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know how they have this thing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I can't even make my way through Forever 21 without needing like a nap.
But then you brought up that Rachel was moving to Vegas.
Yes.
So yeah.
She ended up moving, but kind of like how we all have like goals in life, like a goal weight, a goal thing. She had a goal robbery.
Yes, she did.
Of course. You know,
it's important to work towards something.
Yeah, I love a girl who plans for the future, a 5-year plan. Yeah. So, and that goal robbery was none other than Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, who, if there was anybody bigger than Paris at that time, it would have been Lilo.
Lilo, yeah. I know. She was, and this was pre-Mykonos,
everywhere.
She was,
But she still knew how to party, bitch.
Oh, yeah. So this was her ultimate goal. So at the time, like, the Bling Ring was at large, so they kind of, like, are now known for what they're doing, and they're, like, under fire, and it's kind of, like, okay, like, you're in...
They're like, starting to make connections that, like, maybe somebody is doing all these celebrities.
Also, that's the thing. It's, like, these are teenagers. They're not smart, like, dusting fingerprints. They're just literally going in and raiding stuff out.
They wore zip-up hoodies. And they were like, we got this.
So they weren't really planning things out, but unlike them, the cops are kind of being like, what's going on? So they had, at the last robbery at Paris Hilton, when they did this, Roy Lopez stole $2 million worth of jewelry, which she noticed and caused her to report because I mean that's enough.
So between
that's
like
a passport.
between like that part and like the adrenaline, like the footage, like everything so kind of started.
It was all just catching up.
This should be the really part where they're like, all right, we got lucky this far, we should back it up, but they wanted more and they wanted, and Rachel particularly wanted Lindsay Lohan.
She sure did.
So they took over or about $130,000 worth of goods and were then caught on Lindsay's camera because they should realize now, like, people, even if Lindsay didn't have security like cameras before, people would probably be like, oh, people are stealing from celebrities, they'll probably add a camera or something like that.
Yeah.
So the video showed the young teenagers, obviously, that were similar to the ones that were on Audrina's website. And they were realizing, okay, this is kind of a routine thing. This isn't just random one-offs.
Yeah.
These are happening from multiple people.
And then it started to kind of fall out because actually on Lilo's camera, like, you could very clearly see Nick Prugo's face. And so it was that paired with the fact that, like, mind you, also the kids were like kind of proud at what the fuck they were doing. So like
they were so brazen.
They were talking about it. So when, the security footage was leaked of, or not leaked, but released of Prugo's face, like, people started to call in to be like, yeah, we've seen that kid like talking about it. Like, all his friends, him and all his friends, they just like would chat about what they took and they would wear stuff. And so,
and one of the people, sorry to interrupt, but one of the people who had called in to report the Bling Ring was Alexis.
That's right.
She says that she really didn't want to be a part of this, and she was like, yo, what
She's
the
like,
fuck?
I'm done. Yeah.
She claims that she called the police multiple times and has the phone records to prove it.
Yeah, yeah. But as we know, the police kind of were a little weird in this case anyway, but they did do something where they actually took some of the tips, maybe not Alexis, but they did go on Facebook to see if the people that people claimed were talking were friends, and found out that they were friends and confirmed that it was the same people. So they eventually bring Nick into question, and Nick is so sick that he can't even, like, he can't talk, he can't sleep, he can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So Nick gets in there and he just basically fucking verbal diarrhea. Yeah, yeah. he just confesses. Mm-hmm. He, without a plea deal, he confesses to things that the cops didn't even know that they did. So he confesses to everything.
And he confessed to stuff that they didn't even know that he'd done. No, yeah. Which is like,
he was he needed to get it all out of him.
He's like, I stole in kindergarten, like truly just go, like you're unconscious.
Like what is that in the Goonies? What's his fucking, but you know that scene. Okay. Yeah. But basically he confessed everything. 2 weeks later, everyone else was arrested. They all denied it, but all of them had fucking evidence. And they were idiots. Like, they were all caught with stolen goods. Lee was caught with $20,000 in cash, and she actually had nudes of Paris Hilton, which
creepy.
Like, I don't know what her plan was for that, but
well, that's funny because in this Vanity Fair creepy. Article that we're about to discuss at length, don't worry. Yeah. But one of the cops makes a comment about her being like almost like Silence of the Lambs and like wanting to wear these people's skin. Yeah.
He's like, that's psychotic.
Wanting Miranda's lingerie, like all these things. It's very much.
Rachel's very she clearly has like some shit going on in her brain, and looking for love in all the wrong places. But so yeah, she had these nudes of Paris Hilton, and she totally like denied. And once the cops were kind of like, we know, like she acted like she was sick. Like, it was a whole weird thing. Mm-hmm. But her main concern was still what they thought of her. Like, when the cops were like, listen, you're on Lindsay's camera, we see you. And she kind of was like, what did Lindsay say? Does she know about it? What did she say? And the cops were like, get a life, man.
Right. It's like, she's a big fan of your work. What do you think? Yeah. What did you stole think? From her?
Yeah, you fucking idiot. It's just crazy. So, and other things along with them getting caught with stuff. I think Diana wore clothes out to a nightclub. Alexis wore something in an audition that was on film. Nick wore something in his mugshot. And then I forget who it was. I know. It might have been Courtney, or might have been Diana. One of them wore Lindsay's necklace, apparently, to court.
Which is
to court. Either that's
so
great.
Stupid or such a boss
that's
move.
So fucking that's great.
It's just
that's like Lindsay Lohan like stealing something at court on camera. That's so good. I love it.
It's so crazy. And then poor Roy Lopez, the guy that we said has like a bouncer name, was so not a criminal that he and he was the one that eventually like kind of tipped him off. He stole too much, but he was so not a criminal that he still had most of the jewelry in his possession because he had no idea what to do with it. So
just like an antique shop.
Pawn shop. He had no idea how to hawk it. So those were all kind of things that once they were questioned, they all kind of, it started to tumble because they were all essentially not criminals. They were just, you know, dumb teenagers. Yeah. Oh,
man. Then, of course, in February of 2010, this just takes on another life of its own with this infamous Vanity Fair article about the bling ring. The headline is "The Suspects Wore Louboutins," which is honestly great.
Yeah, I love that.
It was by Nancy Jo Sales. She was doing this article for Vanity Fair. The interesting thing is, though, like, so she, according to Alexis, again, she claims that this article was just supposed to be on Alexis and just her side of the story, because I think so far Alexis seemed to be the main player in this because she had the most name recognition because of her show, when ironically she seemed to be like one of the least involved.
She only was in one of them, and she claimed she wasn't even inside,
right? She claimed she wasn't there. They were like, you were, but
when she did wear clothes,
right? So she was obviously implicated in some way, but according to Alexis, this article was supposed to be just on her, supposed to like show her side and tell her story, and she was not supposed to talk to the other members of the bling ring at all. Anyone who read the article, and you should, it's very good, knows that that really didn't happen. I personally don't think that she was like unnecessarily slamming the kids, but it didn't paint them in a good light either.
It just made them seem like little jerks. But
which, I mean, they kind of were, given the facts, even though like they were jerks who were going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but the best thing was like, as Pretty Wild was filming, they had Alexis read that article on camera.
Oh my god, because the magazine got to her house and she was so excited to read it, and it was and all captured in it. It is a gift.
It truly is a gift. There's this really one so famous voicemail, probably the most famous voicemail
in the
heard
world.
Around the
I
world.
Feel like people listening to this might not even know this voicemail is from this.
Right, you guys need to know about this. Basically, the backstory is there's literally a throwaway line about how Alexis wore like this tweed suit and Louboutins to court. And Alexis fucking freaks out at that detail. And we're going to play the voicemail for you all.
Nancy Jo, this is Alexis Nyers calling. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am in your story. There's many things that I read in here that were false. Like you saying that I wore 6-inch Louboutin heels to court with my tweed skirt when I wore 4-inch little brown BB shoes.
$29! Every time you yell, I have to re-record it!
Nancy Jo, this is Alexis Nyers calling. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am in your story and the light that you shed on me when I am going through such a hard time in my life. I opened up to you so that way the world could potentially know what a great, amazing, talented, strong, healthy girl that I am. Not even a girl, young woman. I am petrified.
Oh, I can't even laugh. Sad. I feel so bad for her, to be honest. But the one thing that I did think was funny is how, like, she would never wear 6-inch heels because she wore 4-inch heels, which are not kitten heels.
Yeah.
Like, seems like
baby shoes. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, $29. But that was telling for the whole article. I mean, if the article is called the defendant wore Louboutins, but she didn't.
But
I
she
mean,
didn't.
She
right.
Like, this whole
and also thing. Right. It's like, paints them in the different light that could potentially be painted in, but
I mean, right, she definitely made that the hook of the article for a reason.
Yeah.
And
the title of the article is what got Sofia Coppola's attention, essentially. Yeah.
My gosh, I don't know, it's clear that Alexis is like going through a very hard time at the time of this phone call, like I don't know, I feel like it's iconic and funny, but also
it's a double yeah.
It feels bad, man.
Yeah, she was high.
She does later admit that she was high during the call.
Yeah, poor girl. She was going through it. Could you imagine, like, your parent, like, I mean, like, you're already having your own troubles, and then
I think and that was a kind of the thing that we were talking about with Nancy Jo too, where like you see this child and like teenager like struggling and then kind of not even like just being like, obviously she wanted to tell the story about her being like, well, this is what she is, but then you're kind of like, there's a lot of parts to this, and if you could even like, get a call,
right? Because I'm sure if she had known all the details of how the story ended up, they wouldn't have agreed to do it in the first place.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it feels like a little slimy.
Yeah. And like we talked about, I mean, like what I was saying before, like you know, in this article, Nancy Jo just you know goes in on them about being, you know, selfish and spoiled and wanting fame and da da da. And Alexis would kind
Which
of give.
They did.
They did. I mean, but Alexis they kind of did. They. I mean, they really, really did. But Alexis wasn't wrong when Alexis came out later on. It was just kind of like Nancy, everything that Nancy Jo said we were, she was also like, she did this article looking for the same things that she accused us of looking for in a certain thing. And I don't think that that's wrong either. I think Nancy Jo also, like, even though she's like, oh, how gross, they're obsessed with celebrity, it's like, bitch, you work for Vanity fucking Fair and you were writing this article about the, like, you're also part of this machine
doing that. You know, and also probably like part being of like machine. Oh, did you read my article? Like, loving that this
part of the
big
machine. Yes. But we're not claiming that we're not part.
No,
that's true. Yeah, we're at least
going to Barbara Streisand's next week. We're part of the machine.
Want to be in the machine? Yeah. I need more machine in my life, really. So, but yeah, it was inspired. The movie did get inspired by that.
Which great soundtrack article. For the movie too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, obviously the gig is up. The jig is up. You know,
the
they're kind of like
up.
Yeah. So they.
Sorry, guys.
Obviously got a little in trouble for this. Most were booked on like the residential burglars, which has happened, and had bail set at $50,000. And then this is kind of just a breakdown of what each of the
Because they didn't, none of them really served a lot of time.
No. And there's an interesting thing with what happens with who served.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. So Rachel Lee, which so far through this, we kind of feel like is the one calling the shots. Mm-hmm. So she was charged with possession of stolen property with bail set at $3,000. And was charged with 3 counts of residential burglary, and she pled no contest. Because
no contest is basically like when you're like, I did it, but I'm not going to explicitly admit that I did it.
Yeah, she's kind
of, okay.
Yeah, she's sort of just like, sure, you can think that type of thing.
Legally.
Okay.
So she was sentenced for 4 years and served 16 months. And had a prison coach because...
What is a prison coach?
I don't know. But the prison coach apparently like came out and said this thing where she was like, Rachel actually has a learning disability and she was bullied by the other guys to do it. And I was like, you can go fuck yourself.
So it's basically like a publicist for...
If anyone believes that, I have a bridge publicist to sell you.
Yes. Right. So then Nick, our little Nick, was charged with 7 counts and sentenced to 2 years. But he was credited 1 year already served. for and 1 year good behavior. And because he kind of did, I mean, even though he didn't have a plea deal when he spilled all the beans, he kind of did set the like opened up the watershed for all of this to happen.
He unfortunately also did face other legal issues later on, unrelated to the bling ring, but just related to his drug issues.
Ajar was charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell and possession of a firearm by a felon and received stolen property and receiving stolen property. And he was sentenced to 3 years.
Yeah. I think he's the only one that actually probably did the full thing.
Because he was already a felon.
And it's kind of, I feel like it was almost, they probably like, why are all these fucking spoiled teens hanging out
spoiled
with,
you know, teens? Yeah. Cause I think
with
he,
Johnny Dangerous.
Yeah. Cause I think this happened and I think he went back to jail at a certain point too.
Yeah.
And now he's again, living large. I feel like this guy's 500 followers.
Good for you, Johnny.
And then we get to our girl Alexis, who pleaded no contest because, you know, that's what you do if you don't have a prison coach yet. But to residential burglary and got 180 days in jail. And she also had to pay restitution to Orlando Bloom of $600,000.
Which makes me wonder what the rest of them had to pay.
Because that's...
I mean, did they just have to give back the stuff? Like, is that all?
I don't know. The only thing... She's the only one that I saw with the restitution.
Yeah, because none of the other ones were...
Right, it seems like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which is, it does. So, as I'm saying, she must have... Even though, you know, she claims that she didn't want any part of it, she must have still had a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Like, she must have had a bunch of shit.
And I wonder if it's like, you guys are all like... Even if she can say I wasn't involved in all of them, the way in the prisons or like the judge's eyes probably like... Y'all, you are all doing this together.
Yeah. Well, she also claims, I don't want to give away so much of this interview, but fuck it. She claims that she had like issues with her lawyer and she kind of felt like maybe her lawyer didn't do the job to the best of their abilities and could have gotten a better deal had she had a different lawyer.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. So then she served 30 days in the same cell block as our girl Lilo.
Wait, so everyone got what they wanted.
Right? Rachel's probably like, are you kidding me?
Right, yeah, so
Rachel
pissed.
Rachel was so pissed. She's like, what? I did all this?
Yeah, for nothing. And then the other three, Tamayo, Lopez, and Amez got 3 years probation and 3 months of community service, which is...
Ames.
Yeah. Wait, Amez? Guys. I hope you know, the first time I read it as Tori Amos. Like, in my head when I was reading this, and I was like, what's she doing with this? I'm like, Tori.
Tori almost. Guys, Courtney Ames, you guys.
I literally cannot say a single word.
Oh, hilarious. It's so hard. But yeah, they didn't get as much stuff.
No, they didn't have
that. Like, yeah.
And they got less because Brett Goodkin, who we have a little bit more on, was the lead on the case, was not a good cop.
No.
No.
Very, very bad cop.
No.
And also, not that great an actor, because you'll see why. he was asked, because obviously we said Sofia Coppola made a film of this, The Bling Ring. Mm-hmm. And he was asked to consult on The Bling Ring. And
right, because it
himself.
Was fictionalized.
Yeah, it was fictionalized and like dramatized.
Yeah.
But he didn't get clearance to do this, as like a lot of the some of the cases wasn't resolved. And also, I kind of think like, no, you can't.
Like, no, duh.
Be in, like,
right, it's an ongoing case, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was in the film that people kind of took issue with. And then Johnny Dangerous commented on what a joke it was that he was the one who was like picked to be a consultant.
They all allude that he was like just, he's just fucking
whacked. Nothing. Yeah. And Rachel's probably like, give me an IMDb credit. She's like, you know what I mean? She's like.
Yeah.
But he was kind of, and this is kind of also a little weird about him.
Yeah.
He was very obsessed with the case and Alexis in particular, which kind of.
Muddies the whole thing.
Yeah, muddies it up because during his interrogation with Nick, he was talking about how hot Alexis was. I mean, during this, she was 19, maybe 20.
Didn't he also have an issue where he was like trying to sext someone else? Or did I just get confused with whatever we talked about yesterday?
Did you just get confused with any other cop?
Sarah's like, is that my phone? What's happening?
No, but I thought I don't remember if I read that yesterday or the other cop from Madeline McCann.
I didn't read. But again,
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. But I don't know. Yeah.
But a lot of these articles, because even we were trying to find, like, if he was fired or not. But a lot of the articles about it kind of stop after like 2013.
Because that's what I was trying to find out too. If he was like,
but he
like,
was just not a good. He was just an idiot.
He's on. There's a LinkedIn for him. I don't know if it's real or not, but I did see. I did find that.
Oh my god! No.
Oh my god! Hilarious.
I can't imagine he's getting like a ton of.
Yeah.
But so he
job offers.
Yeah. So a lot of the last three sentencing definitely got.
Messed up.
There was some article I read that was just like they're actually should be thanking their stars that he was such an idiot because they got
the judge like said that to them. Basically.
Oh yeah, that's what the judge said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so the aftermath of this whole situation, you know, obviously there was a movie and all the stuff and a lot of them had come out and talk. I mean, Nick had came out and talked, and Alexis had, Rachel really hadn't said anything for, oh, yeah, for a while. Yeah.
Being also, I just want to say that I was right that he was under investigation for like trying to send weird messages to a witness in the Bling Ring case.
Really? Oh my
God. Thank you.
Yeah. As it turns out, Rachel Lee, like I said, hadn't spoken out. She has now come out and said in 2018 that she was also asked to consult in the movie, but she just felt like it would be like inappropriate. Mm-hmm. She wasn't
at
a place.
And probably land you in more legal trouble.
Yeah. Probably.
Because like, she'd be like, oh, wait, do this. Or like, why do you, did you do that?
They didn't right. know what they were doing. Yeah. But she, I guess, graduated from cosmetology school in October of 2018 and is now working on a screenplay because of fucking course she is.
Because that's what you learn in cosmetology school.
I have a lot of thoughts. I'll save it for the end.
Oh, yeah. Nick Prugo has again, like you kind of were talking about, he mm-hmm. ended up getting kind of in some legal trouble for with the law for stalking and solicitation to commit sexual assault, which I guess Alexis says he maybe tried to hire someone to rape or kill a girl. So
allegedly,
very cool, Nick. Yeah. And now he's out of the spotlight. Yeah, fucking get away, buddy. I don't know if he's clean or not now. I couldn't find. I thought I saw that he was clean, but maybe not. I don't know. Ames tried to change her name, but also stated
to Ames.
To girl, Ames. I'm helping her out.
There we go, Courtney.
I am her police. What's it? I'm her jail coach.
You're her prison coach. Tameo found God. And now works in fitness. And our girl Alexis bounced back like a fucking champ.
Yes.
So proud of her.
Like the Phoenix.
She is like the Phoenix. So she went down a little bit further and then she rose. She actually almost went back to jail for heroin possession. Like we said, she had this crazy $10,000 a day habit where she was doing heroin. She gives this very sorrowing, she gave this article about being at her house on Christmas and like just needing heroin to just smoke just to be, you know, around her family. And so it ended up that she was at her parents' house again. She wasn't living there. She was living in this Best Western, but the cops came to find her or something. She ended up being there. They took her in. So again, she wasn't living at home, but she was visiting her family and she was having this dark time. She was smoking heroin in her house and the cops ended up, I think, having to get her because of some probation thing. But she had possession of heroin, so she ended up going back to jail. And essentially, when she's about to be sentenced, the judge, I think, was kind of like, you clearly can't do this on your own. Like, I'm about to send you.
She and her lawyer kind of were like, they asked for help, basically.
Yeah. Well, the other side, I forget, defense or prosecutor or whatever, was just kind of like, she clearly, like, hasn't learned anything. And then a guy that was just in the crowd basically was kind of like, I will give her a scholarship to my rehab program for a year. Like, just let her have it. And then the judge said, let's do this for you. So she ended up going to this treatment center for a year. And now she's sober and she's married with two kids. She's a doula and she's a sober guidance counselor. And her Instagram is like, she's got two cute, adorable daughters. And she's like speaking a gospel about like,
well, she also just, C-section. She just she's started great. A podcast yeah, also to help podcast. People recover from like any kind of trauma. It's called Recovering from Reality. They already have a couple episodes up.
Yeah.
So she really is helping people. And it's funny because in the Vanity Fair article, they mock her for this quote that she had made where she kind of, the quote gets a little twisted where she likens herself to Angelina Jolie and talks about helping people. But in the end, she actually did do that. So
Yeah.
And that's what I like too, that it's one of those things that it's like she realized she was able to, because obviously the Bling Ring was a part of her life, but there was so much more major things happening in her.
There was a lot
that she was able to, and like she, I feel like out of all of them is the one who kind of took a step back and recalibrated and reevaluated her life and is actively making the world or trying to make the world a better place.
She got Tess Sober, who of course we know is her adopted sister that was on the show when it was her and Tess that were both kind of decided to go into modeling because they were drug addicts. So so she helped, you know, obviously somebody that's very close to her.
I mean, the fact they made this whole reality show about people who are active hard drug addicts at the time is very
at
dark.
Age 19.
And super, it's just grimy to watch. To think about now,
because I know, wonder if like the producers saw these things happening, because we know that, you know, TV producers aren't necessarily always the best people,
right? But I feel like it's one thing if you're like Vanderpump Rules and you're getting blacked out on camera, but it's like another thing if you're doing heroin.
Yeah, there's a difference between the pasta and this.
Agreed.
Like somebody told me
it
that
just
they had
seems extra fucked up.
Yeah, that they used to have a friend that worked on Teen Mom.
Oh boy,
and they literally would have to like that because I think Janelle has come out and said, but like sometimes they would have to wait. Well, like they were like shooting heroin. And then, and it's like, gross. At that point, how do you just not?
Gross of them. Yeah. Not of the people that's doing heroin. But
it's gross of them. Well, it's gross, just kind of sit and watch this happen.
And like exploit that.
One of those things too, where it's like a lot of reality shows we see on Bravo and things like that.
Yeah.
It's people in their like 30s or stuff like that that are at least a little bit more aware of who they are as a person and not as like malleable and have like dealt with things and are kind of more grounded versus like a 19-year-old or an 18-year-old like from Teen Mom or on Pretty Wild. We're just like thrusted into this when they're dealing with all these things and it just kind of
amplifies that. And it also seems unfair because you're judging these people as the viewer as if they're sober because you're sober. You don't really know any better.
Yeah, you don't know what's happening.
And it's like, it's not fair for these people to have to undergo all this like hate and criticism when they're really not in their right minds. Yeah.
Same with like the situation was on coke the whole time. Mm-hmm. Didn't Jax from Vanderpump just come out and say that he was on coke like most of the first couple
seasons? Yeah, but as we've established, everyone in LA does coke.
That's true. Or just everyone in general does coke.
Yes.
Yeah. But still, all I mean,
adults
problem.
Do all, cocaine.
Yeah. Grow up. Do a line.
Literally, sometimes I'm like, how many cups of coffee should I have before I just grow up and do coke?
I think I tweeted one time. I was like, if you can't handle me on caffeine, you don't deserve me on cocaine. And scene.
Oh my God. Amazing. Let's just end there. On that note, goodbye. I love that. Follow us on Instagram at NATCpod, Twitter, NATCpod. We have a cool Facebook group where you guys can join. You get to answer like some fun questions and then I'll just let you in. It's called Not Another True Crime Group. And then we also have a Facebook page. It's just Not Another True Crime Podcast. Just use the search bar because I keep fucking up the URL. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Sarah F. Carter.
You can follow me on everything at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
And follow me on Instagram at CaseFaceB, Case with a C.
And again, please follow us on Instagram, NATCpod, because we don't have a sign off for the season. And now we're just kind of doing this thing. It's fun where you guys will write in what we should sign off with. Yeah. And if we like it, then we're going to use it and we're going to give you a shout out. Today's sign off is so amazing and everyone is obsessed with it. It's from Megan0827_. So thank you, Megan.
Thanks,
Danny. Do you want to do the honors?
Oh, yes.
Do it.
And that's how Regina George died.
Betches.